The 2022 Next Stage Theatre Festival begins today, and it's being presented by the Toronto Fringe. It offers a full slate of shows, including some of the most inventive and noteworthy Fringe works. Take your choice from the worlds of dance, musical theatre, gaming, stand-up comedy, traditional theatre. Next Stage welcomes a curious audience that is ready for fun, satirical and challenging shows with themes around identity, aging, and desire. Joining us this afternoon is writer and performer Himanshu Sidlani. His popular Stories of a Dish video series found an audience on Instagram, and he's expanded the offering for The Fringe. He wants to share his love of food with you, but tales of isolation, grocery delivery woes, family issues, and a sense of humor, even a sense of fury. Stories of a Dish is an on-demand digital presentation you can enjoy as of today with the Next Stage Theatre Festival officially underway. Himanshu Sidlani, the writer and performer of Stories of a Dish. Welcome to the New Classical FM and The Oasis.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
I watched this piece yesterday. I really loved it. It starts with this very friendly invitation from you to the audience to discuss your love of Indian dishes and to learn a little about your story, your heritage. But upon watching this presentation, it's a lot more than that. What was the story that you wanted to tell here?
So basically, since I'm a new immigrant to Canada, the first thing that was striking was the limited knowledge of what Indian food actually encompasses, because there's a lot more to Indian cuisine than just butter chicken, naan, and the rotis that you get. And secondly, there was a lot of misconceptions about Indian food as well, that it's overtly spicy and all of that. So one of the things was to introduce the audience and probably bust some myths regarding Indian food. So that is why this show was created specifically to target that.
One of the things I actually picked up from you, which was fantastic, I learned a few things here, and a little chopped fresh onion nearby.
Yeah, and it's a very standard thing that you get in Indian restaurants. Like if you go to any restaurant in India and you order practically anything, you will get a side of like the pickled onions or like raw onions, because it gives that a little bit crunch like a salad, as well as a bit of that tart flavor in your dishes. But you don't get that anywhere else
in
North America.
It's true.
You don't. And it's a very standard thing. Like for an Indian coming into Canada and you order food and you're like, can I get a side of onions? No. And like, you have to pay $1 extra for that. I'm like, why?
That's great. That's a great little detail. What was your relationship with cooking maybe when you got started with this particular project?
To be honest, I am pretty much how the character is in the show, whereas I can do something decently. I don't have the skills to do something spectacular. That honor belongs to my wife exclusively. So it basically stemmed from, she started a YouTube channel in January of last year during the pandemic. So she started cooking all these wonderful dishes and everything. And then I was like, I cannot do any of this. So I'm so glad you're here during the pandemic to keep me fed. So that's where the story actually went, that what happens to a person who suddenly has to start cooking in the pandemic, but has no idea how to do so.
I mentioned a moment ago that I like to cook Indian dishes about once a week. It's sort of a part of our Western culture in a lot of ways. But your experience coming here to Canada from India with your family, the hurdles you faced, surrounding cuisine specifically, on some level, it was sort of difficult to hear about it in your show, but also a real left turn compared to what your general demeanor is. We really start in one place where you're sort of happy-go-lucky and you want to share your experiences with people, but there's this darkness to this story that I think is a little surprising.
And that is come from a practical experience, actually. And it's just not just me. It's when I met a lot of people, it's particularly South Asian, and we just talk about food. And everybody pretty much seems to have the same issue constantly, because our food is what it is. It has so many flavors. It has textures. It has a strong smell, yes. And that does seem to put a lot of people off. And I know certain workplaces even tell you, don't get this kind of food to the office. And you're like, you know, this is what I've grown up on. This is what we eat. And we're not used to the Canadian style of cooking. or the kind of food that's available. So having the problem of not being able to have your own cuisine for a lunch was something a lot of us actually experienced. And I had to bring that out in the show.
You absolutely did. And I felt it. And I felt your frustration in it. And I think that's an important part of the arc of this show. If you're just joining us, Himanshu Sidlani is here. His Stories of a Dish, now streaming as part of the Next Stage Theater Festival presented by the Toronto Fringe. FringeToronto.com to learn more. Tell us why you wanted to share this story specifically with the Fringe Festival, because you talk about that a little bit at the beginning of your presentation.
So the opportunity arose for us to do a digital show. And coincidentally, I was actually working on this piece. No relation as to how that particularly happened. But since everything was going digital, we were writing specifically for a digital format, and the opportunity came to do it for Next Stage.
Sort of a happy accident, I guess, in a way.
It kind of was, because it actually was supposed to happen in person, but obviously things changed. We did it for the Mississauga Fringe Festival that happened last year. It went to Edinburgh, and this was live performances, and also got to do it in India for a couple of festivals. So the thing to always pre-record it and send it to the Next Stage Theatre Festival was quite a big achievement for us, especially as a new company and a new artist in Canada. The Next Stage Theatre Festival is probably one of the biggest festivals in Toronto. So it was a huge honor for us to be a part of it because, as I mentioned, we are new in Canada and we're finding our way in the Canadian theatre scene. So being part of Next Stage is a huge step for us.
There was a great show that came out some years ago that Ravi Jain put together, A Brim Full of Asha, and you've sort of picked up the baton here a little bit in 2022. Navigating the traditions of Indian parents, but wanting to embrace being a Canadian at the same time, it's a pretty important theme here.
Yeah, I mean, you can any Indian show cannot escape parents. There always has to be some reference to the parents in one way or the other.
Sure.
And getting married specifically.
Right.
I love my parents, and it's quite something for an Indian for Indian parents to support a child wanting to be an artist, as opposed to the regular doctor, engineer kind of thing. So, I mean, I owe a lot to them, and I really thank them for supporting me.
It's great, Himanshu Sidlani. I got a lot out of the show. Thank you very much for sharing it with us. And I hope people are going to enjoy it over the next week or so with The Fringe.
Awesome. Thank you so much for having me.
Stories of a Dish. It's part of the on-demand digital series streaming now as part of the Next Stage Theatre Festival presented by Toronto Fringe. And you can have a look right now at the website, fringetoronto.com.